Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the guests on this segment are not necessarily the views or opinions of the 22days.com radio network.
Hello?
Welcome to 22days.com radio network, the most comprehensive and advanced personal development platform for success.
Broadcasting to the world, around the world, delivering to you the most valuable sources of information for the brain, body, and soul. This is the 22days.com radio network.
And good evening, everyone, listening from coast to coast, around the world. This is your host, Logan Jason Pietz, and I welcome you to another segment of Brain, Body, and Soul, powered by the 22days.com radio network. And tonight, it's just an epic night, man. It really is. I hope everyone listening tonight had a grandiose day. I certainly did. I made it that way. Hopefully you made your day that way, no matter what the circumstances were. And that's what we're going to get to talk about tonight, is creating the reality that you really are seeking in your life today. And that's really programming your mind the right way. Because the mind is the most powerful tool you have. Now, it's either an asset or it's a liability. One of the two. And if it's a liability, well, then get working on things. We want it to become an asset. We want it to become working for you, not you working for it. And unfortunately, coming into this world, when we're all born into it, there's a set of beliefs that were handed down to us from various factors, whether it's our mother and father, sister or brother, teachers at school, siblings, friends, cousins. It doesn't really matter who, but it just matters on what you believe in today's society. And your belief system really is the underlying principle that really runs your life. Now, if you've read the caption that I wrote to this segment, it specifically says that we reside in a world where we're really bombarded by influences that can take you away from the good you desire. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you walk outside your door in that jungle, as I call it, you're instantly involved in rubbing elbows with people that you probably wouldn't want to rub elbows with, but you're forced to, kind of, in a certain way. You're forced to look at things because you got to keep your eyes on the road, billboards. I mean, I live here in one of the greatest cities in the United States, Los Angeles. I absolutely love this city. There's amazing people here. And the funny thing is that I know a lot of people that live here that think there is no good people here. Well, guess what? That's their belief system. But I believe there's some amazing people that live in this city, and ever since I've been here, I've met some pretty damn good, amazing people. And if you're listening and you know me and we're friends, well, you're one of those damn good, amazing people. Now, I hope that realistically you can say that about the people that you surround yourself with. Because, you know, I'm here to tell you tonight, really, there's no excuses. We're going to keep this really raw. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. If anybody knows me, I just lay it all out on the table. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I do not claim to be right or wrong at all in what I present to you. These are just suggestions and considerations for you to pause and take a little break from your mindset and just think about what this stuff really means for you and how involved it can be in your life. Like I said, it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. Just dwell upon the information, listen closely, and even if you just get one little nugget out of tonight's segment for 30 seconds, it was definitely well worth the wait. Now, you're here not coincidentally or by accident. You purposely are here, and it's the path you chose. So I welcome you, and I commend you, and I'm inspired that you're here listening. So realistically, I wanted to start out with a audio clip from one of the greatest speakers, in my opinion. His name is Werner Erhard, and he is the gentleman who developed what is now called Landmark Education, and that was developed in 1991. Before that, he developed what was called EFT training back in the 1970s, and it was extremely successful. Werner Erhard was really raw and just really laid it all out on the table, and I've really taken a liking to this fellow, and he really has some amazing things to say. One of his greatest clips, one of his greatest speeches, it's about 4 minutes long, and I'm going to plug it in here just in a second, but this guy really was onto something way back in the day, and he really changed dramatically many people's lives. And, you know, you listening here tonight, that's why you're here. You're here to change your life in a dramatic way. We're not here to, you know, kind of like go in small little segments of life. Yes, okay, baby steps are okay sometimes, but we want to make leaps and bounds, and that's what this guy was all about. So this clip here that I'm going to play, this kind of is going to play it all off, and it's going to start off this segment on programming your mind the right way. So just take a listen to this.
I will bet that every complaint in your life really represents a racket. That you have that about which you are complaining in your life because it somehow makes you right. You watch the complaints that people have about their work, about their jobs. See, if your job showed up like an opportunity, like the possibility of making a difference, like the possibility of making a contribution, if your job showed up like a space of freedom in which to express everything that you had, everything that you were, then you'd have to be responsible for the opportunity your job is. But as long as you can say they and it and the boss and the circumstances of your job and they don't listen, I say that that's a racket. And I'm inviting you to take a look at your complaints like a racket. The complaints about our work, for the most part, help us to avoid the domination. Help us to avoid the responsibility of the opportunity which our work is. You know, I know in your relationship you're saving something. You don't give everything you got. You're saving a little bit. Because someday, the guy's going to come on the white horse. And when the guy comes on the white horse, then you're going to give everything. But not to him. Or not to her. No, they don't understand you. They don't fill in your own complaint. But I say that that lets you off the hook. That helps you to avoid the domination of the responsibility of holding your relationship as an opportunity to express yourself fully and totally. See, if only she fill in the blank. That's your racket. And the racket is whatever it is you're complaining about. So I'm inviting you to stand in the possibility that if you want to be authentic about yourself and take an honest look, what you're going to see is a racketeer. And like all racketeers, we expect the payoff from the racket. The racket, the payoff is we get to be right. Your racket lets you be right. Or it allows you to make somebody wrong. People would rather be right in their relationships than love. See, I say any place in your life where you are unhappy, I'll bet that right there you're being right. Or making somebody or something else wrong. See, I know you want to be happy. You aren't, but you want to be. You aren't ever gonna get happy. Ever. I promise. The pursuit of happiness is the only guarantee against it. By accident, almost anything else might leave you happy. But the pursuit of happiness is an absolute sure guarantee against happiness. So I can very comfortably promise you that you're never going to get happy. No, it will sacrifice your happiness for that. And you will cover up that that is what is happening. You will cover it up from yourself. You'll cover it up from others. And your life will be a clever strategy at best. And if you're real good at it, you won't know that. If you're very, very good at it, you won't even know that you don't know it.
All right, great. So that was an amazing audio clip from the great Werner Erhard. He's still alive today, still doing his thing. And hopefully that kind of rang true in your mind. I mean, really, wherever you're standing in life, I'm just asking you to be open and just have some consideration for what I'm about to present to you. This is a collective consciousness, by the way, that I'm going to present to you. I can't take credit for all the things that I present on the radio segments I've done. Yeah, sure, some of the stuff is original. It's my own presentation of things, but a lot of it is just collective consciousness. Werner Erhard's been a great teacher of mine. I've learned a lot from this guy. And, he goes on to say in there, you know, you aren't ever going to get happy. The pursuit of happiness is the only guarantee against that. Now, he's obviously going on averages. There are exceptions. There are people out there. Maybe you're one of them that can honestly say, I'm happy. But really, why do you get up during the morning hours? What do you do? What's your drive in life? Are you really working to live? Are you moving towards building an empire? Are you working towards buying those cars and buying the house on the hill and buying the house in Hawaii? And that's really the pursuit of happiness. That's really what Werner Erhard was talking about. And the reason why I wanted to play that clip was to open you up, to make you understand that really it's all about choices. And that's what we're going to get into. Because what we have to do is we have to learn how to program the mind, which is the mind runs the body, and then you'll have really your keys to life. Now, life's always going to evolve. It's always going to grow. But, of course, we want to grow in progression, not digression. Now, many of the ideas that we have about the way life works are totally erroneous. In fact, most of the beliefs, they've never been tested in the real world at all. Yet, our entire life is based on the premise that what we believe to be true is true. Now, over the years, through our perception of things, we've been gathering information about the way life is. As I mentioned, through friends, colleagues, teachers, students, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, friends. The problem is that we face this information towards ourselves, and the things we've been gathering, they weren't always the truth. But it's our own version of the truth. That's the difference. Keep that in mind. And that's why I always say, and I've adopted this principle, I encourage you to kind of look at this as well. I believe there's not one wrong person walking this planet. Everybody is right in their own right minds. They'll argue till the day they die, and that's why Werner Erhard says, I bet whenever you're complaining, you're trying to be right. Well, that's a little bit excessive, but I'm saying is that everybody is right. Everybody has their story, and they're going to hold their beliefs. That's why there's over 9,000 religions out there, because somebody didn't agree with the last one. So they had to make it their own, to make it true and ring true in their lives. So what we see and hear, it's always filtered through this belief system when we tell ourselves what we think we're seeing or hearing, and this is recorded onto the subconscious mind as our version of reality. So consciously, we know the difference between what is happening and what we imagine is happening, but the subconscious mind, which controls your life, doesn't distinguish between whether we are imagining something or we're actually experiencing it. It's a big difference. So the point here is that, you know, while consciously we know the difference, subconsciously we only believe what the conscious mind accepts as real. Now, if this is true, we have built our opinions on that, beliefs and expectation levels on vivid imagined experiences, it really stands to reason that we can make the changes in our behavior through the same process. That's the great news, is we can program the mind to do what we tell it to do. It has to be through repetition. It has to be through emotions. All these little factors play a part. All the information that you have received, as I mentioned, and this is big, is stored on your subconscious mind, the subconscious level. It's stored there. Now that information, it becomes your opinion or your belief, whatever one you want to call it, which then, of course, becomes a part of your self-image. What do you think about yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Are you content with what you see? Most people are not content with what they want to see. That's why, especially here in Los Angeles, everybody works out here. Everybody trains the physical body. It seems like everybody has a gym membership. It's extremely popular. Now, wherever you're listening, perhaps that is the same for you. Maybe it's not. A lot of towns, a lot of cities across the United States, the health aspect is not as large as it is. Now, out here, the weather's always amazing. So, of course, people are so health conscious. And I always say, really, to people that I work with, you know, how many hours a week do you work out? And, you know, usually the average is between 5 and 8 hours a week, depending on the drive time. And then the question I throw at them is, how many hours a week do you exercise your mind? And, you know, I get, what do you mean? I get blank stares. I get, what is that supposed to mean? I get questions. People really don't know what is exercising the mind, because we exercise the physical body to make ourselves look good and feel good. What about exercising the mind to make yourself look good and feel good? Without doing that, you're going to run on your belief systems that you've been gathering up your entire life. And again, we all know that most of the beliefs that we have stored up in our minds, they're not even true on a truth level. A lot of the things that you and I believe, they're not even true. We make them true, but they're not even true. And you'll defend those beliefs, and that's why Werner Erhard was talking about, you will prove somebody wrong just so you can be right, to defend your beliefs. Now, it's necessary to continually check your beliefs to see if they're workable or unworkable. So, in other words, are they supporting you where you want to go? Are they going to support you? And do they contribute towards your goals and objectives, or do they take away from those goals, objectives, happiness, satisfaction, whatever you want to call it? Do they give or do they take? Big factors involved. And that's where people are really not thriving. People really just want to, especially here in Los Angeles, where this is the vanity capital of the world, people just really want to find their happiness by buying a new car, getting a new girlfriend, boyfriend, buying some new shoes, or getting a new suit to wear, or buying a new house on the in the hills here. It's all about the physical. If I can, you know, make more money, have more money, do this, do that, go on trips, and, you know, they really strive to find it in the physical, and they never do the work on exercising the mind. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about exercising the mind through meditation, visualization, and affirmations. Those are the big threes. On all of my radio segments, I've mentioned those periodically throughout the show, and every single one. I believe in them wholeheartedly. That's my belief. That's my belief that I'm going to present to you. Meditation, visualization, and affirmations. We're going to get into that a little bit. Realistically, again, you know, you have to ask that question. Are the beliefs that you have, are they contributing or are they taking away from your happiness and satisfaction? If something's bugging you right now, something's bothering you right now, someone is bothering you right now, pushing your buttons, well, guess what? You're doing it to yourself. The power lies in where you can become neutral to it. I always tell people, just become neutral to the things that you would consider I don't like. Those are bad. Those people, they get under my skin. Become neutral to it, because that is genuine power. And that frees you up from not having to focus and give any attention to what you don't like. Because remember, man, you can only think one thing at one time. You can't think good thoughts and bad thoughts at the same time. It's impossible. So if you're focusing your attention on somebody who's pissing you off or driving you crazy, or if you're listening to a boss you can't stand or whatever, you know, obviously you can correct the situation by not being in that kind of situation, but sometimes you have to be. Well, the objective here is perhaps to become neutral to it, because then you can just kind of absorb it, but it won't affect you in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going to play the next clip, and then we're going to discuss more on this. But the next clip I'm going to play is by a gentleman by – he's a channeler. His name's Bashar. And the woman – now, this is edited, of course, to get the best pieces of the audio here. But the woman he's talking to, she's talking about finding inner peace, and she can't do it. Okay? Now, maybe you're seeking inner peace, but I want you to keep something in mind. Whatever your objective is, switch it out with inner peace. Maybe you're looking for a soulmate. I can't find the soulmate. I keep getting the same guy or girl every single time. Why do I always get cheaters in my life? Why do I always get verbal abusers in my life? You know, I hear that a lot in relationships. Why do I always get someone that doesn't communicate? Well, you got to change within you. And then when you change within you, you end up resonating with that person you end up wanting to find in your life. So again, keep in mind that she wants to get inner peace, and that's what Bashar is going to talk about, but perhaps you have inner peace already, but there's got to be something in your life that you desire, and you just haven't been able to get there yet. I mean, I work on my stuff all the time. I work on my stuff all the time. That's the pursuit of happiness, right? Because when we finally get to that spot that we climb the mountain and we get to the top of the mountain, something else comes up, and we have to climb another mountain. It's always a never-ending story with us, and that's the fun part about life. Because, you know, if life was easy street, if there was no bad people, as we put it, if there was no evil people, the corruptness and the lies and deceits, if there was none of that, how would you ever grow spiritually? How would you ever grow, period? If it was all unicorns and fluffy marshmallow clouds and, you know, and the yellow brick road, how would you ever grow as a person? We're here on this playground to grow. And you have choices that you make as a person. You are responsible for your whole life. Not me, not anybody else listening, not your mother, brother, sister, father. It does not matter. It's you who is responsible for every single thing that happens in your life. There are no exceptions to that. They don't have to agree with me on that, and some people don't. But you know what? The law of attraction, which is one of the most amazing laws out there, it's just like electricity. It works whether or not you know it's there. Like that wall socket, if you stick your finger in there, you're going to get electrocuted. Law of attraction is always working. You're always utilizing the law of attraction. And that's what this is about, realistically, the law of attraction, programming your mind, because the mind runs the body. So just listen real quick on this key clip. It's about 2 minutes long, and it's pretty profound. Here we go.
Are you willing? Are you willing to believe that inner peace is possible?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I believe everything is possible.
I see. Then what is the difficulty with allowing yourself to experience inner peace? If you believe everything is possible, why aren't you experiencing inner peace right now?
Because I have so many stresses in my life.
But I thought you said you believed everything was possible.
It is.
Then why do you have stress? If everything is possible, what limits you?
I let these stresses in my life control me.
Why do you choose to do that? You must be getting something out of it, or you must believe you're getting something out of it. That's the point, and I'm giving you your first clue right now. You will always, all of you, every single one of you, without exception, you will always make a choice in the direction of what you perceive to be most pleasurable. You will always move away from what you perceive to be most painful. Always. Without any fail whatsoever. Therefore, if you are experiencing something that seems stressful and painful to you, what does that tell you in light of what I just said? It tells you this. No matter how stressful, no matter how painful it seems, you have a belief that says to change would be more painful. Therefore, you are staying with what you believe is the lesser of the pains, no matter how painful it is. You have a definition that says this is the more pleasurable choice, therefore you believe you're getting something out of continuing to choose the situations, the circumstances, the lifestyles, the beliefs that you are choosing, rather than letting yourself change because you have a definition and a belief that says that to change would be more painful than the pain you're experiencing right now. Changing that definition is what needs to happen. The choices you make, you make because you are motivated to make those choices. You make the choices that you make because of what you believe to be true. Because notice what I said is what you perceive to be more painful, you move away from. What you perceive to be more pleasurable, you move toward. It doesn't mean they actually are more painful or more pleasurable. It's what you define, what you have been taught to believe is more pleasurable or more painful, that you move to or away from.
So there you have it with Bashar's rendition of What We Believe. Pretty amazing stuff, man. That clip is just profound information. And, you know, if you want that clip, you can email me and I can send it to you on YouTube. It's on YouTube. My email is askforlogan@gmail.com. askforlogan, askforlogan@gmail.com. Send me an email and I'll send you off that clip. It's just an amazing, amazing understanding of what he's talking about. Where does that ring true in your life? You know, what is it that you're struggling with? And really, it's the belief system. It really all is about the belief system. That's really what it comes down to. So if they're not working, then don't you think it would be very helpful to reprogram a new set of beliefs that our subconscious can work with? It's important for us to understand this information. It's important for you to do the work. The affirmations, visualization, meditation, every single day. We get up, we drink coffee. Well, I mean, some people drink coffee every day. We eat every day. We go to work every day. We spend time with people every day. Don't you think it would be valuable to exercise your mind every single day? Listen, just thinking about a project at work is not exercising your mind. Not in the mannerism of your goals and of desires of achieving a higher state of consciousness. Now, definitely, it's exercising your mind in the sense that you're moving towards a higher level in life with work. Absolutely, but you know, I've sent polls out before. I've asked people, "What would you rather? What's more important to you, love or money? If you had to pick one." And we're so programmed that money is so ingrained. Like I want love, but we need money. I want love, but we need money. Love is the best. Of course, you are nothing but pure white love. When you were out of your mother's womb, when you were a child, everybody was born the same way, unless you were a C-section or natural childbirth or whatever, but still, you came out of your mother's womb. You knew nothing. Nothing. You had no beliefs. You just wanted love. That's it. And you just wanted to, you know, eat and crap and smile and accept the love from your parents. And unfortunately, in this day and age, many people don't get that. You know, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, I was fortunate. I was raised in a really good family. I had great mother and father, and I value that. But, you know, that's in the past. I'm responsible now for everything that I do. It's the same for you. Maybe you didn't have a good childhood, but guess what? Those days are over. You already paid for those. You don't pay twice. You only pay once. That's why it's so important to do the work. Meditation, affirmations, visualization. We have no choice. This is amazing. Listen to this. You have no choice about whether or not you're going to be programmed. You don't have a choice. Every time you listen to something, every time you hear something, those are the same. Every time you see something, every time you read something, you're programming your mind. You're going to say, oh, I don't believe that. I believe that. Oh, that's a bunch of hocus pocus. You know, it's like the news today, all the major news stations. Do you believe any of that kind of garbage? Some of it's true, but most of it's all garbage that's been tainted with to control the people, control with fear. That's really what's going on. We have to rise above that. That's why you're here, to make your life accelerate in the form of collective consciousness, to get to where you need to be. And then when you get there, you'll be able to go farther, one step at a time. So the choice is yours. If you don't have a choice about whether or not you're going to be programmed, then who's going to do the programming? Are you going to let somebody else do it for you? Or, you know, he did it to me. She said that. She made me angry. No, you did it to yourself. You do it to yourself. If someone's bitching and moaning and complaining in your relationship, well, maybe you're not communicating enough. Maybe it's time you listen to that person instead of blaming them and saying they're wrong. Remember, they're right. In their life, and so are you. There's got to be a compromise. And if there's just no resonation, maybe it's not the relationship for you. You know, the thing about all the people I work with, I see so many people trying to force things. like, Logan, I need it now. I can't stand this. And it's like, man, Matt, be the master of your domain. Accept it, man. It's coming your way to teach you something. And then once you master it, then it's probably not going to rear its ugly head again. And when it does, it's not going to bother you. It's kind of like someone, you know, getting under your skin. When that person no longer gets under your skin, you've programmed your mind the right way. Because then it's really like, oh, whatever, they're just being themselves. They're just being who they are. Some people can't help it. They just, that's their personality. That's the way. And if you ever interact with them at work or something like that, well, then so be it. But if you become neutral to it, there's a lot of power in that. A lot of power in that. So fact of the matter is that there's no one else in the world that wants for you what you want for you. I don't know what you want. So it's really important that you don't let anybody else, no matter how much they mean towards you, to do any programming for you. You did that when you were a kid, forced to be programmed to a certain degree at school. You know, between the ages of 2 and 14, that is the makeup of you. I've studied, if you haven't studied the way the brain functions and the brain frequencies, it's a pretty dynamic topic, and I'm not going to get into that, but you know, the way your mind worked when you were between the ages of 2 and 14 is not the way your brain works now. You're already done kind of learning the curves of life for the most part. You pretty much know a lot of things. You don't know a lot of things, but you pretty much know a lot of things you're going to utilize in life. You know, those things were programmed into your head when between the ages of 2 and 14. After that, it's all gravy on top of that. But the majority of what you believe is between ages of 2 and 14. I encourage you to experience, to go back and to find out what's causing your beliefs, what's causing you to keep getting the same patterns over and over again. Now, I personally, as I mentioned, I use meditation, affirmations, visualization. If you want to fast track it, you would be well served to go to see a certified hypnotherapist. I use one here in LA. She's amazing. Her name's Roseanne, and I've sent many people to her already, and I'm going to continue to send many people to her, because when she can wipe the slate clean and get rid of all the garbage that the person's holding on to, it makes my job so much easier. Then I can help the person, because there's no limiting beliefs anymore. It's like a clean chalkboard. There's nothing written on it. That is so powerful. That's so, so powerful. Now, your subconscious mind, it will achieve anything you believe to be true for you. You've probably all heard that statement before. Now, you know, your beliefs, it's the cornerstone of all the great achievements that you've had as well. We need to remind ourselves of this and really take a look at your life. What really is causing you to move in the directions you're moving? And as I said, you know, there's a great story that Bob Proctor told once on a radio show. I'm gonna share it with you. And he was talking about a husband and wife, and the husband had an architectural firm, I think it was, and he suddenly passed away, and the wife was no part of the business. It wasn't a large business. I think it was making like $10 million a year. And all the company heads thought that the wife was going to sell the company, but she didn't. She actually called a company meeting. Well, she went into that meeting, and she asked three questions. She said, what's working, what's not working? She asked two questions, what's working and what's not working? Pretty interesting questions. And she went on to say to the people at the office, she said, stop doing what's not working and put all your attention on what's working. And, you know, she took that company. This is a true story, too, as what Bob Proctor said. She took that company from $10 million to $25 million just by doing that short exercise. Stop doing what's not working and focus on what's working. So I have to ask you that question. What is working in your life? What's working in your life? And then when we can break it into categories. What's working in your love life? What's working in your financial life? What's working in your friendship life? What's working in your family life? Several categories that we can utilize. But you have to ask these questions to yourself, and the best way to do it is in the form of meditation. Closing the door, quieting yourself, putting some nice binaural beats, some music, some nice meditative music, tons of them on YouTube, and just think. Let your mind go crazy and just think about and have a set objective. Ask yourself questions. What do I need to learn? Or how do I get this? How do I talk to my father? I haven't talked to him in 20 years. What's the best way to approach it? You know, your intuition is so powerful, and yet most people never use it. They completely just blow it off. They don't even use their intuition. They just think that it's something that's stupid. And, of course, that little voice in the back of your head that never shuts up, it never will, is the one that prevents you from using your intuition. Because you'll go to move towards that intuition, and you'll have the little voice say, no, don't do that, because what if this happens, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then we end up paying attention to that, and then the intuition just kind of fizzles out. And it's not as strong anymore. When you start listening to your gut instinct, to your instincts, your higher self, you will start to get more of those pieces come your way, and you will become proficient at it. Just like doing anything else in life. Playing the piano, playing the guitar, playing the trumpet. If you play it for the first time, you're going to suck. But if you take lessons, you'll become good at it, as long as you stay on top of it. It's the same thing with exercising your mind. Meditation is boring at first. There's no gratification to it. Yeah, you may have some, you know, little breakthrough here and there, but for the most part, it's boring. It's not a scratch ticket. You don't win anything when you're done. But you know what? Over time, it's so valuable. They are coming out with so many studies on meditation and what it does for your life. And they are profound effects. They're not just like little hunky-dory things. These are major breakthroughs people are having with meditation. Deep breathing. Then, of course, we add the affirmations in there. If you're not auto-suggestion, if you're not doing those, I highly suggest doing some of those, because you have been doing affirmations your entire life. Your entire life you've been doing them. Now, people say, oh, I have a slow metabolism. I have a bad thyroid. Or I have a bad back. Why would you want to tell anybody that? Because you're used to telling people that. And guess what? The mind controls the body. So you may have a bad back, but every time you say it to somebody, you enforce that you have a bad back. That's not good programming. You know, whenever I don't feel good, if I want to say that, I try my best never to say that to anybody. Never. The worst I'll say is my energy is low. That's it. But I won't, never, because then you tell your body you're sick. And the body's just going to say, fine, your wish is my command. The Secret talked about that, the great movie back in 2006. They talked about that quite a bit. So you can change your life, but you've got to change your beliefs. And if you want to fast track it, as I mentioned, hypnotherapy is a great way to go. If you don't have if you don't have the means to do hypnotherapy, well, the three best, as I mentioned, is meditation, visualization, and affirmations. Those are the three powerful ones. Pick an affirmation and say it as much as you can throughout the day. Over and over and over and over and over and over. Say it like a parrot. Now, at first, you may not believe it, because it's going against the grain of what you already believe. Remember, the set beliefs that you hold in your mind, you will defend those till the day you die, till you end up accepting some other belief. You know, kind of like 9/11. Let's use that as an example. This is a good one. Now, when I first saw that, I actually watched it live. I was horrified. I could not believe it. And, of course, we all were told that it was terrorists and it was this and it was that. And, you know, for a long time, I believed that. Well, now I don't. And you know what? Most of you listening probably don't either. It's very obvious that it was a setup, and they have videos to prove that they were fakes. They're frauds, fraud videos. And so we were duped. We were lied to. But that belief system in the very beginning made us hate people. Now, I'm not saying you specifically were doing that, but a lot of people ended up becoming racist. A lot of people ended up hating a lot of people. All because of something they believed to be true and it wasn't. Now, that's just my opinion. I'm using this as an analogy. Maybe we could use something else where, you know, maybe you went to, I know people that have gone to the doctor and the doctor gives them a diagnosis, and guess what? The diagnosis is not even correct. So they go and get a second opinion, and then, of course, the doctor gives them something completely different, and they relieve them. Like one doctor says, yeah, you got stage 4 cancer, then some other doctor says, no, you don't. And, of course, which one are you going to believe? Now, there's been countless things happen in the medical field where people are healed just by believing something to happen. That's what the placebo effect is for. And that's really what you're doing in life, is you're using the placebo in every way, shape, or form. But it's all about programming the mind, really. And the affirmations and visualizations are an integral part, besides the meditation, to do that. Now, the purpose of affirmations is simply to surround yourself with the mental thoughts that support a specific action or experience. Now, one of the ones that I've adopted and used is from the great Emily Kuh. I think he's from France, but he has a book And his affirmation that he developed is called, "Every day in every way, my life is getting better and better." Now, if you say that to yourself, "Every day in every way, my life's getting better and better," would you say that's true? And if you don't believe that, well, then you got to do some work on yourself. So if you look at your current circumstances, the bank account's not big enough. You don't have the soulmate lying in your bed next to you. You don't have the hair you like. Your hair's too short, too long. You're not tan enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not toned enough. You know, your voice is not good enough to sing. Whatever it is, you know, you have to believe otherwise. You have to think from it, not to it. So whatever it is that you want in life, you have to do the work. And what I mean by the work is we do the visualization. Visualization is playing a movie in your head when you close your eyes. Not watching a movie, because we do that often. TV and movies, that is completely that's why I'm not for a lot of the things on television. I'm completely, like video games, forget it. They dummy people down to a major degree. And they just promote violence and you end up becoming numb to it. And that's all programming. So it's really, it's a matter of what is and what has been programming your mindset. And then, of course, the visualization is playing the movie that you want to see in your life. You know, Bob Proctor says, most people are not even the stars in their own movie. If this is a movie, which it is, are you the star in your own movie, or are you just an extra? Are you just a walk-on? Are you that kind of person that just shows up and kind of just sits in the background? Are you on the court, as Landmark would say? Landmark says, are you on the court, or are you in the grandstand? Are you playing the game, or are you just watching? That's how life is for a lot of people. They just watch. They don't even play the game. And they just use rackets, as Werner Erhard talked about. Rackets are just excuses. They use rackets to justify them not getting what they want in life. They blame other people, and they want to be right. People are wrong, so they can justify their beliefs. Because really, life is all about looking good, ladies and gentlemen. It really, really is. Think about it. Life is about looking good. While you're walking down the street, you may not be paying attention to it. But people are looking at everybody else like, how do I look in front of this person? And, oh, I hope I don't look stupid. Have you ever said that before? I hope I don't look stupid in front of, did I look stupid in front of that person? Did I embarrass myself? Who cares? Well, you think they're gonna go home and they're going to move the beads over and say you just lost some brownie points because you made an ass out of yourself the other night? Doesn't matter. When you're confident and you know exactly what you want in life and where you're going, it doesn't mean a damn thing what anybody else thinks. It just matters what you think. That's really what it's all about programming. So the movie that you're going to play in your mind, and I suggest doing this on a daily basis because it grows and gets bigger and bigger, is really what objective that you want. Where do you want to see yourself? You know, if you want a new job or if you want to start this company, well, you've got to think from it. What is thinking from it? Well, when you sit down and you do your visualization, you're actually going to see yourself in that restaurant flipping those burgers, you know, and you're going to be the owner there and collecting the money. And whatever it is that you want to visualize, create the movie that you want to have happen in your life. That's the only way to abolish the old belief systems that you have inherited your entire life. And you use affirmations every day in every way, my life's getting better and better. Every day in every way, my health is getting better and better. Every day in every way, my back is getting better and better. Whatever you have to do, fill in the blanks. Utilize it for what you really want, but memorize just one affirmation. That's all you got to do, one. And say it as much as you can. Say it while you're in the shower. Say it while you're walking to your car. Say it while you're in the grocery store. Say it while you're walking to get some water at work. Whatever it is you got to do, say it over and over, because the more times you say it over and over, the subconscious mind ends up believing that, which, of course, when you want it bad enough, like Bashar had said, you love to be stressed out more than you love to be and have inner peace. So to believe, because you wouldn't be stressed out if you wanted inner peace. You want to be stressed out more than you want inner peace. That's a belief system of yours. Now, we know that the brain's number one instinct is survival. That's why we look both ways before we cross the street. It wants to survive, and it will do whatever the hell it needs to do to survive throughout the day. Whatever it needs to do. That's why when you go out on a date, you're sizing the person up, wondering if they're going to be the right person for you, because you don't want to take the wrong chances. You don't want to go down the path of somebody that's not going to be the right one for you. That's not surviving. But you need to become complete on the inside. When you become complete and confident and you know that your life is propelled in the right direction and your belief systems are set and you're going and you're open to other things. That's why I'm saying this radio show here, I'm just suggesting something to you. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, and my life's not like the best it could be. I work on myself all the time, but I'm extremely satisfied with my life because I have an objective. I know where I'm going, and I don't let anybody kind of talk me out of it. I've had plenty of people try to tell me this and that, and everybody's so easy to give their opinion. Everybody has their own opinion, and they think they're right. And, of course, you're getting these chatterboxes all the time in your ear. They're going to tell you this and that. You know, you got relationship problems. The worst thing to do is to go tell all your friends and ask their opinions. You're going to get a whole bunch of different opinions. Not every single one's going to be right. I mean, not every single one's going to be the same. They could have some same mannerisms, but they're all going to be different. And then you have to really distinguish. You have to go through all those opinions, and you got to figure out what's best for you. But overall, in the sense, your divine source, your higher consciousness knows already the answer. It's already there for you to resonate with. You just have to be in tune with it. That's what life's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a radio station. It's like a television station. If you turn on the cable box right now, DirecTV, Cox Cable, I don't know what you got, turn on the television right now, and you put it on, let's just say, here, I think it's, I don't even know, I don't even watch TV, 46, let's just say, channel 46 is ESPN, okay? But at the same time, CNN, which is on channel 23, is playing simultaneously, but I can only watch ESPN, but CNN's still playing, and then HBO's 502, Showtime's 510. I know that those channels are playing simultaneously. I can click back and forth. You see it through the guide on the TV. That's exactly how life is. Life is, love is a station, hate is a station, anger is a station, impatience is a station. All you have to do is to believe it, get into harmonious vibrational frequency with it, resonate with that, and boom, you'll pick it right up and be right involved with that station. Just like a radio station as well. Radio dial 95.1 is love. If you're 97.2, you ain't going to be love. It's not a vibrational frequency match. You have to get in tune with the good you desire, and you really have to start with the mind because the mind controls the body. There is no exceptions to that, ladies and gentlemen, not one. There's not an exception to this. So my suggestion is to utilize the hypnotherapy if you have access to it, and also on top of that, let's not forget meditation, affirmations, and visualization. Now, the affirmations, again, is a huge thing because they work. They work. Now, I utilized them years ago, and, you know, there was a point in my life where I was getting sick a lot. And I can only attribute that maybe to a low suppressed immune system. Stress was probably a major factor as well. But I literally had a sickness almost every month, every 6 weeks. And then I finally stumbled, I started reading books. This is when I really came into my enlightenment stage, or my higher consciousness. I shouldn't say enlightenment, because I'm far from that, but my higher state of consciousness level. And there was a book that I found in the back of the bibliography of another book, and it was called The Master Key System. And in all the books I've read, it's my number two book. It's used to be my number one book, but my number two book, and the book is, I've read it 18 times. And that's not even enough. I can recite a lot of the verbiage passages in there, but I can't recite them all. So, I mean, I really don't know the book from front to back. But I adopted the affirmation in that book. And the affirmation in that book was this. It was, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and vibrantly healthy. Now, I threw the vibrantly in there because I wanted to get healthy. But that really, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. That covers the gamut of life pretty much. You don't really have to adjust anything on that affirmation. Now, if you just say it over and over, which is what I did, I kid you not, this is the God honest truth. After I started doing that, after that last time I got sick, I never got sick again. It was a long time before I got sick. Long time. And I was totally blown away at how this worked. It was like a miracle. Because, you know, it's like, somebody who has aches and pains all the time. Listen, if you have a bad knee, a bad back, and you're in pain all the time, and then you wake up tomorrow and the pain's gone and you've had it for like 10 years, don't you think that would be a miracle? Yeah, but you know what? That can be done. Now, you don't have to believe that, but I do believe it because I believe anything can be true. And as Bashar said earlier on in the little segment, I played the clip for you guys. Do you believe that to be true? And the lady said, well, yeah, but I let the stress take a hold of my life. There you go. So the belief systems that you have, they run your life. They run your life. And the only way to change your life is to observe the things that you believe. You got to go to the source of the problem. Now, that's why hypnotherapy is so great, because you get into a meditative state and the hypnotherapist finds the problems for you or helps you. It pulls them out of you much faster. So that's why I recommend that style of training. But affirmations and visualization and meditation, slam dunks, man. They're amazing to do. Amazing to do. And I really highly suggest that you do them, because it's really not necessary to get rid of limiting beliefs we hold in our subconscious. What's more important is to ensure that the dominant thoughts we hold in our mind support us in getting what we want instead of what we don't want. Because you may not ever get rid of everything. You can't get rid of everything in your mind. Once you establish brain cells, they're going to be pretty much there. Now, I'm not sure if they get erased, but they're there. And the only way to, again, knock those off the hill and get king of the hill on top of that belief is we have to make sure there are dominant thoughts. Now, here's a good scenario or a good analogy. In the computer world, in computer language, there's a term called G-I-G-O. G-I-G-O, and it's pronounced GIGO. And it stands for garbage in, garbage out. And what it really means is that if you feed a computer all the wrong data and then you ask it a question, you can expect to receive the wrong answers. Okay? Now, you have to ask yourself, what's the weakest link in any computer? It's definitely the programmer, the person that is actually pressing the keys, inputting the information. So if the programmer's perception of reality is incorrect, then his or her input will be incorrect. No exceptions on this. This means that the data that's fed into the computer, it will be incorrect, and then the feedback from the computer after the fact, when called upon to solve a problem or give an answer or whatever, it's not going to be correct. It's going to be incorrect. So if you use that computer aspect analogy and we move it into our lives, and we say, if you're the personal programmer and your brain's the computer, and you're feeding your brain the wrong data, maybe it's illogical or erroneous or whatever, then that translation that's going to come out is going to be incorrect. Now, again, I don't know what's right in your life. Everybody has their own journey, and everybody's right. But we want to make sure that we're operating at the highest level possible. And the only way to operate at the highest, it's not just a matter of, oh, lovey-dovey, and like I said, unicorns and marshmallows and fluffy clouds. And it's not about just that. It's about being selfless, detaching from the ego. That is a very important aspect. Give as much as you can. Be service to others. It's not about lining your pockets. Because, you know, realistically, that's why I call the show Brain, Body, Soul. Brain, body, soul, because it's everything's connected. And guess what? So are you and me and everybody else. We're all connected. We just see ourselves as separate individuals, but we're all connected. So that's why, you know, if you want to use theology, Jesus says, do unto others what you want to do to yourself. Treat your neighbor like yourself. Hello? It's a no-brainer. And almost every major religion says that, if not all major religions say that. So what are you feeding your program? What are you feeding your computer? Opposing thoughts. Now, that's another aspect. They're mutually exclusive, which means you, and I said this earlier, you cannot hold two opposing thoughts at the same time. Can't think good or bad. I said that earlier. You can't say I can and can't at the same time about the same thing. So it's important to look at what your dominant thoughts are. Let's dive into this a little bit. What are your dominant thoughts every day? You know, there's a lot of motivating speakers out there. But guess what? As soon as this radio segment ends, as soon as you press stop on the play button of your favorite motivator, that's it. The motivation's gone. You are then the motivator. So, you know, I've adopted, what are you? What makes up you? Because the motivation stops as soon as Logan's voice is over. Oh, yeah, that was, I'm all revved up, I'm ready to go. Well, tomorrow morning, you're going to probably, you know, forget a lot of the stuff. And it's natural because what we hear for the first time, we lose about 60% of it the very next day. And over 90% within a month. That's not a lot of information you're going to retain. Now, you may be an exception to that, but that's not a lot of information to retain. So it's a matter of, if you can remember anything tonight, it's a matter of what are your belief systems, what do you believe, and what are you doing to change that? And I want you to really consider what I'm saying, because I don't know what it is that you're striving to get in life. I don't, maybe it is a soulmate, maybe it's to better your relationship that you have right now. Anything is possible, as long as you believe it to be possible. Whatever you can conceive, you can achieve. It's been said many times. But you got to do the work. People just want handouts. It's amazing in the health industry. I've been in the health industry for over 20 years. And, you know, I dibble and die. I'm a consultant for a stem cell company here in L.A. as well. And it's amazing because people come into the hospital or the medical office, and they just want a shot or a pill to make them feel better. They don't want to do the work. It is amazing how many people just are so Pete, you are a creature of habit. Now, everybody listening tonight, so are you. You are a creature of habit. You probably eat the same things every single day. You probably drink your coffee the same way. You probably go to the gym the same time. You probably go to the same gym. You probably do your work the same way. You type the same way. I mean, everything you do is pretty much creature of habit style. So if you're living your life like that, which is what they call automatic pilot syndrome, which is running on automatic all the time, when do you have time to think? When do you exercise your mind? And then, of course, when you exercise your mind, ladies and gentlemen, you then can view and observe your belief system and say, I'm not going to, that's BS. I'm not believing that anymore. I'm not going to believe that anymore. You know, you are the placebo. Great book. Dr. Joseph Dispenza wrote a book on that. Amazing book. You are the placebo. If you want that book, I can send it to you in digital format. Email me, askforlogan@gmail.com. Great book. And that talks about all these people that heal themselves just by using their mind. And, you know, it's not far-fetched anymore. We are becoming a very powerful society. But people are so dummied down today, it's ridiculous. Because they infiltrate their minds full of television programs, and they watch, and that's the only thing that consumes their life. And then there's other people that don't do that, but they just literally, they have their routine. They have the routine. They go to work, they come home, they're tired. They go to the gym, they come home, they want to go to bed. Or they have to, you know, you have to pay attention to your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. That takes time. So when do you exercise your mind? When is it that you pay attention to your life? Because if you think you're thriving now, you could thrive 10 times, 100 times better is what you're doing now. I know I can, and that's what I'm working towards. Nothing wrong with prosperity and abundance, as long as you're using it for the right aptitude in life. Nothing wrong with it. So to recap on this, we only have a couple minutes left. Hypnotherapy, very fast way to break into the subconscious mind, change the belief systems. I highly recommend it. If you're here in L.A., I can recommend somebody to go see. Her name's Roseanne Kelly. She lives in West Hills, amazing woman, very loving and caring, and she has a passion for what she does. It's not just a paycheck, okay? Servants worth their hire. She definitely is worth the money. She's definitely amazing to go see. You also want to utilize meditation. How much meditation do you do every day? Particularly, I strive to do 24 minutes a day. Why? 1 minute for every hour, 24 minutes. Not too much to ask. And it's to me now, it's a huge benefit because it relaxes me, keeps my stress level down, and I get to observe what's going on in my life. I ask questions before I do my meditation, and I expect to have the answer. I also recommend the affirmations. Using affirmations on a daily basis, it's one of the easiest things you can do to change your life. Most people don't know how to use them properly. It's very easy to use them. You just find a few that you like that are pertaining to what your objective is. You memorize them and you say them as much as you possibly can. If you want to fast track it even more, get a notepad out and write them down every day 20 times in a row like you did when you were a kid and you got in trouble and you had to write it on the chalkboard. I will not spit in class. I will not spit in class. That stuff has really an effect. Writing it down has a major effect than just saying it out loud. And then, of course, visualization. Visualization, to me, is the top dog. It's the number one thing you can do. And if you're not utilizing that, you're missing the big picture. Now, if you want a great audio on how to do visualization, email me as well. I'll send you a link on YouTube by the great Neville Goddard, and he probably has the best rendition of it. It's like 15 minutes long, and it'll tell you exactly how to do visualization. And again, ladies and gentlemen, all it is taking a movie that you want to have happen in your life. You're creating the movie. You're the producer, the director, the actor. You're writing the script. What is your script going to look like? I'm sure it's going to have its ups and downs. If you had to make a movie of yourself, I'm sure it would have its ups and downs, but I can tell you right now, it would have one hell of a sweet ending. And I know that to be true because nobody wants to end something on a bad note. We really don't because we're made of love, everybody. We are made of pure L-O-V-E, white, pure baby love, man, and that's exactly the makeup of all that exists today. So that's going to do it tonight. Another segment of Brain, Body, Soul. Check out my site, 22days.com, 20 spelled out, the number 2, days.com. You can get me on Facebook, Logan Jason Piet. I will say goodnight.